From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Thunder Keeper by Margaret Cole, book 6 in the Father John O'Malley Vicki Holden mystery series. Now let's begin with The Thunder Keeper. My children, it is I who holds the thunder in my hand. I show it to my children. I show it to my children, says the keeper. Says the keeper. Prologue. From the ledge, high on the cliff, Duncan Grover could see the length of the valley running like a river out of the mountains and into the shadows of the plains. Bear Lake, directly below, glistened like a diamond in the moonlight. Above the ledge, the spirit that guarded the valley had carved its own image into the flat face of the cliff. The white figure seemed to be stepping out from the reddish sandstone, large square body with arms outstretched in a kind of benediction, and round, all-seeing eyes behind the human-like mask. The world was silent, except for the faint stirring of thunder beyond the mountain peaks and the sound of the wind in the junipers and pines. The wind smelled of rain. It was the last Friday in April, the moon of ice breaking in the waters, in the way in which his people, the Arapahoes, marked the passing of time. Duncan pulled the woolen blanket tighter about his bare shoulders and sat down cross-legged inside the circle he'd drawn through the loose gravel on the ledge. He would stay inside the circle for 3 days, as Gus Ironbear, the Noho T'nihi, had instructed. Here was everything he needed for his vision quest. A small fire of cedar chips, a pipe carefully wrapped in calico and propped on 2 upright sticks, and a leather pouch of tobacco and sweetgrass. He tried not to think about the hunger gnawing at his insides like a small animal. His mouth was as dry as leather. He hadn't eaten or taken anything to drink for...